everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Corinne Rayson from the Crew Coach on the Wellbeing Project. Today, we're going to be focusing on leadership and a specific element of leadership that I think you would all be able to relate to. My guest is one of our students from the Advanced Accelerator Leadership course, Tash Downings. Hi, Tash. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Corinne. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I'm really excited to get stuck in. But before we do, can you just give us a bit of a background on who you are, how long you've been working in the industry, and your position?
Yeah, sure. So I've been in the industry 9 years now. I had a background in massage and I studied massage. I was doing a bit of waitressing. I was doing some nannying, and I just kind of felt like I wanted to get some travel in as well. And I stumbled across yachting, as we all do, and never really left. The plan wasn't to be here for 9 years, but I've just loved my journey and where I'm at now. So I'm currently employed as a chief stewardess in quite a unique, diverse program, which is keeping me on my toes. With this diverse program, it's quite, I've been looking to kind of attain some more skills to be able to better equip myself, because I haven't really dealt with this situation before. So that's a bit about my background. I love being on the water. I'm definitely hard to keep me off a board, but I recently actually sustained quite a big injury, so that put me in a position where I wanted to further develop some skills. So that's where I stumbled across this course.
Fantastic. Very interesting background. I must say, I was working with special needs children before I went into yachting as well. So I think we all come with diverse backgrounds. So it's really good that we can impart our various skill set in a different context. So what I'm hearing from you is that you have increased responsibilities and you are managing a lot of people. You have a fleet that you take care of. So it is a very dynamic role, and I'm sure it comes with its unique stresses. What would be some of those stresses, or what would be the reasons why specifically you thought, maybe I need to do a leadership course?
Some of the differences that I've been working with is the fleet actually isn't in one location. It's dotted around the globe. So working remotely and trying to do my best by managing a team, and supporting them as best I can. I've always worked obviously closely with your crew on one boat, but, with this global program, it's adds an extra layer of difficulty or diversity, should I say. I wanted to try see if I could increase or add some skills to my belt to help support my team better.
Fantastic. And did you do much research when it comes to a leadership course? Like, were you after something specific as how do I manage conflict, or how do I manage stress on board or burnout? Was there anything that you had a key area of interest in?
I think the biggest thing I wanted to figure out was how to deal with or work well with different personalities. We have a lot of senior crew in this program, and they're there's a lot of strengths that everyone brings, but it can also, having a lot of senior crew can add a layer of complexity. So just wanting to work with the different leaderships, different people within the program, has been something that I've been working on. So this course really did, with all the modules, just resonated with me really well. Conflict management was probably one of my biggest ones, and collaboration. So the two modules, and also the mental health aspect as well. I know that I'm seeing burnout a lot more often. So that's really important to me. I'm really excited to hit the mental health module. Touched base on the collaboration, obviously, and the conflict management. So really looking forward to meeting that.
So I know that you haven't finished the course as yet, but with regards to your desire to learn how to deal with different personalities, what part of the course has helped you navigate around that?
So far, all of them, to be honest. I know that's a bit cliche, but the first module, finding my own leadership style, was really beneficial. I haven't really sat down and assessed my own, I know it sounds strange, but assessed my own values and who I want to be as a leader and who inspires me, and how I want to be as a leader. So that was kind of the perfect groundwork to start the course off, and really it was pretty eye-opening and not overwhelming, but very, I knew I was in for a lot of growth with that first module. And I would say motivating your crew has definitely been really helpful, but yeah, the collaboration and the conflict management modules have both been very beneficial.
I know you shared that you watched one of the TED videos, TED Talks. I've integrated one of TED Talks within the modules. You watched it twice. Is there a reason why you watched it twice?
It was just so interesting. It was about conflict management. And, you know, when you hear the word conflict, you instantly feel like it's quite negative. Well, I do anyway. I'm not sure if that's normal for most people, but yeah, conflict tends to have a negative, or you know, you feel a little bit like tense when you hear it, or you know, you tend to think it's not a pleasant situation, and I've resonated with that. But learning in the TED Talk, he discusses that, you know, conflict is actually an area of growth, and looking behind the actual situation and looking underneath at the values and beliefs that are associated with that conflict, that just, yeah, it's made me look at it in such a different light. So it's been, yeah, really, really good. So I've watched it twice, and I've definitely sent it the link to a few people.
Did you get any responses, any feedback?
Yeah. I have a girlfriend that's really invested in personal development, and she's just loving it. And my partner as well, who I work with, he's been finding it really interesting.
Oh, wow. I love that you're sharing your learnings with others. And it's always interesting to hear how other people perceive things, and to be able to have a discussion around it as well makes it very interesting. And just with your years of experience in the industry, how do you interpret the most common forms of conflict that you see within teams? What would you say? Yeah, I'm thinking, like, how do people end up in conflict, and what are they mostly in conflict about?
Yeah, I guess conflict can come in many forms, but I feel like a lack of communication or understanding is quite a big one. Same as when you have differences in values or beliefs, that also is a recipe for conflict. I notice on board a lot of the time conflict is avoided, and I don't think that's also a great way of handling it. I know that that's something that I've done previously, and now that I'm more aware of it, and it does work in certain situations, but avoidance is also not the best way of handling conflict situations. I think communication is key.
Yeah, communication, as you said, values, understanding people's values. and that is such a big topic, value. So to unpack it here would not probably be ideal. But yeah. I think she's maybe a second stew, but she told me her chief stew said, if there's conflict, I don't want to know about it. The team needs to work it out themselves. And being in a leadership role, as you would understand, being a transformational leader, which we're striving to be, where we can mentor and we can guide, we can support, that is not reflective. That behavior is not reflective of that. But I can understand why maybe a head of department would say that. It could be, as you said, avoidance, but also not having the skill set or knowledge in terms of how to actually manage it specifically.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, I think what makes it challenging for leaders in our industry is time, because understanding, supporting, guiding crew members takes time, and we are so stretched as it is. So how do you think you will see yourself making the time to be a transformational leader?
Setting aside the time and prioritizing, I guess, you know, when there's a situation at hand that needs some attention, or you have a stewardess or a team member that needs support, then that is a priority in my eyes. You don't want someone feeling that way and unsupported in an environment. It's a tricky one, because we work in such a diverse industry, and when things are full on, we can all relate to that. but I guess just it doesn't take that long to give someone a 5-minute conversation and just show some empathy, and that goes a long way. Just knowing that they aren't alone in a situation.
And I think what you're saying as well is making them feel heard and acknowledged. So that can take a couple of minutes and say, look, I can see you're feeling really frustrated right now. We're in the middle of service. How about in the evening, let's allocate some time to have a 10-minute chat, rather than just dismissing it and going, oh, they're in a bad mood, I can't deal with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So in the first module, I believe from memory, we also looked at your to be, to do, and to have goals. It feels like it was ages away, so I'm not too sure if you can remember, but do you have some insight into what those goals are specifically for yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I can't remember them word for word, but I know the general consensus was I wanted to focus on communicating and articulating myself better. And I think my second goal was about confidence and kind of backing myself, something that I feel that I'm doing but could improve on. And I think my to have goal was to utilize the skills learned in this course and put them into practice. It does feel like a long time ago that we did that module. More than halfway through this course, and I feel like my goals have changed. Not that I've achieved them or anything, just through all the learnings, I really feel that my perception on these goals have definitely shifted. I think through the research inquiry we did, and you know, asking for feedback, and I put these questions into my research inquiry, you know, not worded that way, they were a little bit more subtle, but the feedback I got from my team was really, really positive, and I think that kind of shifted my mindset to perhaps there's a little bit more self-doubt than anything in this area. So I think my goals have slightly changed to not be so critical on myself and not doubt myself, you know.
That's really interesting. Yeah. And your partner, has he noticed any particular differences within you?
I think so. We haven't totally talked about it. He's just, I think he can. He says that he can see some growth and he's so proud of me for doing this, you know, I'll say professional development, but it is definitely personal development too. So yeah, I think he can notice it, but we haven't fully taken it down yet. We will.
Because you're about to go in a shipyard period, right?
Yeah, we have we're in a shipyard period now. The boat's about to be launched and we'll be taking ownership soon. So it's a new build. So setting up the boat's been fun. Most of it was done remotely. So now that I'm on the ground, yeah, we're both here setting her up.
Okay. Because I'm sure there's going to be plenty more opportunities to actually apply your skill set. It's difficult when it's done virtually or correspondence, when you're talking to so many individuals at different geographic locations, but when you're all together, like running workshops as we have been learning in the course and being more hands-on will be very interesting. I know that you've had some great insights around delegation and that can be practiced now with regards to projects, running projects, and then assigning people to attend to the tasks within the projects and reporting back. A lot of us, and I think the listeners would find this too, we can be yes people and we want to please others and we overextend ourselves, creating more stress and leaving us feeling even more burnt out. So I think the beauty of the course is also unpacking, understanding why do we do what we do? Because I don't think we spend a lot of time thinking about it.
Yeah. No, exactly. And I know that not relinquishing responsibility, but when you do delegate, that's something that I've worked on. I always want to support my team as much as I can and help them as much as I can. That still keeps me really involved in that project. So learning to, you know, set the boundaries from the beginning and you know, clear instructions and then stepping away to lighten my own load is something that I've learned from this course too, which is great. And just breaking it down and having those clear instructions and guidelines is, yeah, just such incredible tools to develop.
Excellent. So with regards to this course, it is an advanced leadership course. And looking at what constitutes a team on a vessel, you've got various departments. And some of those departments, like the galley or the engineering room, may not have a big team. So who would you think would be suitable to do the course? I'm not saying if you don't have a team, you're not suitable, but I'm just curious to know your insights.
Yeah. I don't want to sound cliche again, but yeah, I think it's quite beneficial to every department because it's not only, I don't feel like it's just helping me and my immediate team, you know, the interior. I feel like it's helping me develop skills to work with other senior crew members in other departments and even my manager as well. So, I don't think you need to have a big team beneath you to really benefit from this course. I've already sent it out to a few colleagues and I know that they're really keen to get in on the next course too.
It's really exciting. And I think on a vessel, like you might have your silo department, but at the end of the day, you are all working together as a team. Like you cannot run a vessel without the engineering room. You cannot run a vessel without having a galley. Like it's impossible. And so really we do operate as a whole rather than in isolation. So I think learning how to manage conflict and communication, empathy, expanding your emotional intelligence is not only going to make you a better team member, but a better person as well. And if you know how to do it, it's going to reduce your stress. So it's just a win-win all over.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Nailed it.
Chatting to you. So any last words or any takeaways. I know we do a takeaway after each session. It's become a real ritual. But yeah, for the listeners, is there anything that you would like to share? I'm just thinking about what questions you would have had before deciding to do an advanced leadership course. I know you said you wanted to upskill, but it might be people sitting on the fence going, oh, I'm already a head of department. Like, do I need to do a leadership course? Another big objection is the amount of time it takes to do the course. And it's 3 months. And I think I've shared this with you before. I have some crew members that go, oh no, don't you have something shorter? So what's your outlook on that? I think that would be a good closing point.
Yeah, I mean, it's so interesting you say that, because doing the course now, I'm like, oh man, it's going to be over soon. and you feel like, I couldn't imagine this course any more condensed. I feel like that every single module would be more beneficial to spend more time on it. It really is touching the surface. So, yeah, I don't know how you'd condense it and really get the same, not results, but benefit from it the same way. I was a bit nervous about the time, to be honest, in the beginning, but I'm so glad I've done it. And you know, you just push through 3 months and get up a little earlier, or you know, turn down a night out, or you know, it really doesn't take that much. And once you get started, it's not a course that you're like, oh man, I have to sit down and put the hours in. Like, you really do enjoy and benefit from it so much. Like, I find like I have to force myself to close the laptop sometimes. So it's a course that I'm really, really enjoying, and I love that. Like, I'm not someone who, yeah, if I don't enjoy it, I'm going to struggle to do it. So I've really enjoyed this course. So it's been quite easy in that regards, but a lot of reflection, a lot of self-development and growth, and you dive really deep, and that's something that you realize in your first module. And I think once you get through the first module, you feel like you've found your feet a little bit, and you know what you're kind of in for, and what kind of growth you're gonna get from this. So yeah,
interesting, like just reflecting back of where you started and where you are now, you did gain significant momentum once you started going. I know that the first module was not only difficult for you but for so many others, but it was just, you know, using a different part of the brain and finding finding your space within the group and how to process that content, because it can just, you know, blow you out the water and you go, oh my gosh. Like, as you said, I didn't think I was going to think this deep. And I think one of the captains also shared in our group about how it really gets you thinking as well. So that's fantastic. Well done for embracing it. And I know that your workload is so intense. So I'm so impressed on how you've been able to manage your time to get through this course. Well done to you.
Thank you. I mean, it's a really great course. So it's been super enjoyable, very like vulnerable in the beginning. I'd hands down recommend it. It's been amazing.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Tash, for your time and sharing your insights. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Corinne. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Corinne from The Crew Coach here. If you are interested in the accredited Guest IAMI Advanced Leadership course, do get in touch as the places fill up very quickly. You can contact me at Corinne@thecrewcoach.com. That's K-A-R-I-N-E. Or you can find me on social media, Facebook and Instagram. Send me a DM and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Take care. Bye.